Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday, March 24th, 2024, entitled, The Mind in You. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or TuneIn Radio podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. The passage from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, we know, is the text of an early Christian hymn. Now, that's a surprise to most of us, because we expect hymns to have verses with cleverly rhyming stanzas. Remember that most of what we read in the Bible is translation from other languages, and seldom do niceties like poetry or meter fare very well in the conversion to English. However, the essence of Philippians 2:5-11 is intact. Expressed in English words we can understand and were likely sung in gatherings large and small, maybe even in the homes of the first Christians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. In study this past week, a group of us realized that statement may require at least two questions. First, what is the mind of Christ? And second, what could it possibly mean to make it our own? Perhaps the best we can do is to consider the humility taken on by the one who, with the Father, the divine creator and sustainer of everything there is, maybe we can only consider the humility. Because Jesus was begotten, not made, we're reminded in the creeds. Jesus always has been and always will be. But in human form, he did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. That is to say, Jesus did not take advantage of his human nature. Even though he could have put things right, he could have been the powerful hero image we know from any number of stories or movies. And yes, even to have responded to the taunts for him to come down from the cross. He did not. God in Jesus became totally and thoroughly just like us in order that we would know once and for all God's depth of commitment to the creation and the created. Crucifixion was a death penalty that Romans used to inflict a maximum amount of suffering and humiliation on its victims, and intimidation of its witnesses. Jesus endured what was considered at the time the most horrible death imaginable. Now, since that, we have, of course, come up with arguably even more hideous methods. Christ Jesus could have ferociously clung to his status as the exalted Son of God. He could have, in other words, hung on for dear life to his glorious status. Yet Christ, as Paul writes, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Preacher Tom Long, in his commentary on the letter to the Hebrews, refers to tracking the parabola of salvation. That's a good way to describe this passage, this hymn in Philippians 2. Long says, Christ's existence resembles a smile, the parabola of salvation. But it's a lopsided smile, he says. Christ, after all, ends up in a position that's, in a way, slightly higher than the one in which he began. So we need to remember that at God's side, hovering over the waters in the first moments of creation, with Noah in the ark, speaking through the prophets for centuries, plunged into a stable in Bethlehem, lifted up on a cross, in complete surrender, then risen on the third day. Jesus now sits at the right hand of God forever. Having experienced everything that we have, everything that we do, and all we ever will, including death, Jesus now waits for our return home. He emptied himself, took the very lowest place, but God has exalted him, says the hymn. Not just back to where he began, but to the highest place. The name God has given him is the name that is above every name. Jesus was mocked, goaded, hailed King of the Jews as a joke. We'll now spend the week with him during the lowest part of the parabola of salvation. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.